What up, what up, what up, man? Welcome to Radical Jack's Views. You already know I'm your host with the most, Nemo Hoes, a.k.a. Ringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Swaggy J, a.k.a. Do the Damn Thing. Radical Jack, talk shit and die trying, man. You already know you're here for another big body, colossal, motivating, slash entertaining, great episode. You already know, man. Today, we talking about Endgame. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know I was supposed to do it on Tuesday, but look, I'm here for you now, okay? And since it's officially, you know, you can spoil Endgame, the ban has been lifted and all that good stuff, it's still in the week, so we're going to talk about it. Character arcs, breakdowns, what I didn't like, what I loved, all that good stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. So, Endgame. Man, if you haven't seen this movie, like I said, man, spoilers are ahead. Like, seriously, I'm going to talk about this whole movie, man. Alright, it's 3 hours of love and fun, okay? 3 hours of compassion and sadness and happiness and just all around just dope shit, alright? It was incredible. So, without further ado, let's get into it. This is your last chance. Get out of here, man. Go watch the movie and then come back. All right? I'll still be here. All right. So, let's start at the basic principle of the pace of the movie. All right? Each hour in itself was an act. All right? You got your first act, revenge, and then aftermath of the revenge. I mean, an aftermath of, you know, the whole snap. Everything that happened. All right, then the second hour is your mission brief and your mission start. So we figuring out what we doing, how we gonna fix everything. Let's get to it. All right, and then the third act was completing the mission, and then of course the conclusion of the movie. All right, now let's break down each of these missions. Okay, first one we're gonna talk about is Nebula and Rhodey. All right, a.k.a. War Machine. All right, we got the whole last act of the movie built off of Nebula's story alone. Without her, we have no major epic fight. All right, Nebula is the plot. Without Nebula, we get none of the stones, and we just fix the present without destroying the old chaos Thanos is meant to commit. You know what I mean? So, Nebula, you know what I'm saying? She we get to see her grow as a character. We see how much her character has grown seeing the old Nebula and learn how good Gamora always was. And honestly, that mission was super dope. You know what I'm saying? Watching, you know, Nebula being able to connect with the other Nebula, being the only character that could do anything like that. Like that, it was very important, man. That built our whole story. All right. And then War Machine was there. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't see. You know, I mean, War Machine didn't do too much. You know, he was there. He helped. Cool. He's a side guy. All right. Then with Thor and Rocket, we see Rocket is still cunning, still able to, you know, weasel his way out of anything, get it done by any means necessary. Especially when Thor dipped off, you know, he took advantage. He was like, you know, we still going to get this done. And he did. Thor, he got a whole new arc completion by seeing his mom, getting that closure he always needed, knowing all his family had died, and then feeling like he failed the world because of the whole snap. You know, everything was fixed for Thor once his mother gave him that hug, like he kind of felt like a sense of completion. And then once he got Mjolnir back and realized, like, I'm still worthy, my mans was good to go. All right. And then Tony Stark, man, Iron Man becomes a human. You know what I'm saying? Not only from his daughter, but from seeing his father. After meeting his father, he learns he always loved him, even though his father, like, wasn't always there, didn't seem like the best dad. But even his father acknowledged he knew his own faults. And Tony was able to recognize that in himself. And, you know, he got the closure. He got that hug. I don't know about this movie and hugs, man. The closure hug. He got that, you know, especially since he couldn't get it before. The last time he saw his dad, they were angry at each other and he left. And you saw that in the previous movie, you know. So it was just really nice to see Tony be able to just, hey, man, embrace his dad and get that closure that he needed. And then Cap, he learned that Peggy never forgot about him once he saw her desk and all that good stuff. And he realized, like, you know what, after this mission, I got a life to come back to. And, you know, ultimately, that's what he ends up doing. So, congratulations on Cap. More on Cap later, though. Don't worry. Hawkeye and Black Widow, they show what true loyalty and friendship are about. You know, they were both willing to easily die for the other to live happily ever after. Now, me personally, I'm not too attached to Captain America, Hawkeye and Black Widow like that. So that whole piece of the movie right there, I was kind of like, whatever. Like, it was necessary for the story, but me personally, I'm just not a fan of either character. I like Hawkeye, but it was all right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't sad for me to see Black Widow die. I was just kind of like, it's necessary. Like, we need that to happen. All right. Now, Hulk, he gets the Time Stone, and, you know, he really doesn't show any growth as a character other than learning off screen, obviously, that him and the Hulk are one and they need each other to be the best version of themselves. The Time Stone element was also broken down by the Grand Wizard, and Doctor Strange literally giving it to Thanos was the trigger for her to release it to Bruce Banner, you know, showing that Strange really knew what he was doing. You know, side note, I know a lot of people, you know, they wanted to see the Time Stone used in a different way, kind of just totally reverse everything and then just go back to the moment. But I honestly feel like that wouldn't have been as good of an ending to the movie if we just took the Time Stone and just reversed it in some regular way, you know. Now, Cap. Captain America was fan service. Okay, fan service at its finest. We got to see him go Hail Hydra, like in the comics, but, you know, he didn't have to actually be evil, but it was so nice just to be able to see, like, okay, we got Cap Hail Hydra, then we got Cap with Thor's hammer, which was already teased before, but it was fully immersed this time. You know what I mean? Like, that is the best part of the whole movie.
If you weren't live when you saw Cap get that hammer, bruh,
I don't know what to tell you. Okay, Captain America getting that hammer lit the whole world on fire. Okay, that whole theater was Nerd City. We was out here. We was ready to throw hands. Like, we wanted to be right there with him, man. It was tough. All right. Now, side note, you know what I'm saying? Cap is the only Avenger who has been unchanged. Cap's character arc is the fact that he is able to stay true and always be the pillar for what's right, even when those around him are close to and choose wrong. Look at Civil War. Everybody else, chaos, blah, blah, blah. But Cap's main goal was to stay on what's right. Help people. What are we doing to help people? Period. Now, because of this, you know, he's worthy. You know what I'm saying? Mjolnir chose Cap because he's just pure heart, man. He gets Mjolnir. And the reason that Cap is so good with fighting is because he's an excellent combatant. He could pick up moves on the fly, and, you know, he's already fought with Thor. He's seen what Thor does with it. So once he got Mjolnir, he just kind of, you know, hey, let me apply what I know. And lit up Thanos, you know what I'm saying? For a few seconds, and then Thanos came back like, nah, fam, you pissed me off. Now, super spoilers, okay? Super spoiler. Iron Man dies because of two things, all right? The arc, and because Robert Downey Jr.'s contract It's over. So, you know what I'm saying? He had to go. Now, Tony's arc is only complete when he realizes he must die to save everybody else. Now, this is important because normally he does things to prove he's right, but this time his main mission was to get the stone, stop Thanos, save everybody, and try not to die. Try. He wasn't worried about his own life. And in that ending moment, when Strange showed him the one, he knew what he had to do. He knew. He already knew it was going to be done. Did it without a second thought. Snap. I am Iron Man. That hurt. You know what I'm saying? That was a lot, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was tough. All right. Now, if we want to nitpick, guys, because I know there's somebody out there that's like, Look, nitpicking wise, yeah, Captain Marvel, you know, she could have possibly did it. But it wouldn't have been as good as the story, man. Iron Man dying, that shit, that hit home. That made the story so much more important, man. You know what I'm saying? They also, you got to think, man, Iron Man dying, they ended everything with the guy who started everything. You know what I mean? Like, it only makes sense to give him that much respect. And then for him to have, like, that cold-ass line, I am Iron Man. Like, that was dope. So simple, but so powerful. Can't knock that, all right? Now, just a little recap if you guys didn't know, all right? The arcs are Tony becomes a human by becoming a father, then meeting his own and understanding what ultimate sacrifice means, all right? Cap stays the same throughout, takes time out of selflessness to care about himself. That's his arc. He goes back in time and he's like, hey, bet, let me go ahead and do the damn thing. I'm a chill, all right? And then Black Widow, she made the ultimate sacrifice for her family. She's never really had family. And once everything was taken away from her, she realized like how important it really was to have family. And she was ready to make the ultimate sacrifice. Hulk, he just embraced his true self, you know, realizing, you know, what do you say? I combine the brains and the bronze and get the best of both worlds. And then he also reversed Thanos snapping. So, you know, that was pretty dope. Yeah, like that snapping. Yeah, no, whatever. I made it up. It was dope. Anyway, so best parts of the movie to me, you know, I love seeing what failure does to the group. I like seeing them distraught. I loved it because, you know, too many times we always see the good guy winning. So for me personally, it's always nice to see the bad guy can take an L. I mean, I'm sorry, the bad guy can take a dub, and it's not always the good people that get everything, man. So, personally, I appreciate it, you know? And then, watching them come together at the beginning, and just off the rip, cut off his hand, and then Thor was just cold-blooded, like, bet, I'm aiming for this head. Bah! That was hard. But the best part of the whole movie, once again, I gotta embrace it, man, kept getting that hammer, bro! That... facts, okay? These are facts that I'm giving you right now. There is no scene in that movie harder than Cap getting that hammer, except for Thanos putting Cap to sleep at the end. I don't know if y'all remember that. They was tussling like right at the end when Thanos had the gauntlet. Cap tried to grab him. He was sleep, bah! That was. That was hard. But Cap getting that hammer, that was dope, bro. All right. And then if you really think about the final fight, guys, if you really think about everybody in that final fight, everybody got worked. Thanos worked everybody except for two people. There were only two Avengers in the whole movie that soloed Thanos. Captain Marvel and Scarlet Witch. Shout out to my ladies, man. The ladies had to do the damn thing, all right? Captain Marvel came out there, took the headbutt, and was about to put the fear of God in that man. And then Thanos, you know what I'm saying? He got that power stone and rocked her ass. Scarlet Witch, though? Scarlet Witch, hey, she really scared that man. Had him in the corner. That man said, just rain fire. I don't care who it is. I got to get out of this because she's about to murder me. All right, and then, of course, the haters are going to say Thor's stronger than Captain Marvel. But... according to Kevin Feige, that's not true. So, I'm one of those people, guys. I like Thor, too. But if the dude who created, you know, the owner of all this shit, if he says Captain Marvel's the strongest person, then She's the strongest person, and we just got to, you know, accept that. All right? Now, that ending. All right? That ending, you know, so some of the sad parts, right? So we got Tony dying initially, right? And then, of course, Pepper Potts talking to him. And then, of course, Spider-Man talking to him, too. Like, that was all super sad. You know what I mean? I didn't like it. You know, it put you in the feels. You know, really got you. It really, really got you. But it was so good because we had all that action and adventure to build us up. And then it was just like, all right, y'all, let's tone it down and let's bring y'all back to reality. So I thought that was really nice how they ended it. You know, we'll go back to the funeral in a minute, but I know you guys probably wanted me to talk about that action a little bit more, because if you didn't, I'm going to anyway. So, bro, can we talk about T'Challa? Now, granted, this movie was actually made before Black Panther even came out, which is why this is why he has like the smallest scenes in both Infinity War and Endgame. If you really look, T'Challa, like, he doesn't really have that big of an impact, because they didn't know Black Panther was going to be so big. If they did, he probably would have had way more screen time. But his screen time in this movie, it kind of made me mad. My man got the ball, you know what I'm saying, the gauntlet, took off on it, and then fumbled. Like, bro, you're one scene and you fumbled, man. And then Peter Parker had to come and save it, you know what I'm saying. And then, I mean, you know, all you people out there live about Peter Parker coming back on, I mean, that was cool and all, and I get it. It was emotional. But chill, man. All right? Spider-Man is dope and all, but damn, like, everybody else came back too. You gotta love everybody the same. Nah, I'm just playing. I was live too when Peter Parker came back. I thought that shit was dope. But anyway, back to the funeral, right? So as you pan out, you see everybody at the funeral. You know what I'm saying? It was a really good scene. They didn't drag on it too long. You didn't stay. And if you guys didn't know who the little boy was at the back, that's actually the little kid from Iron Man 3. So that little kid that he was with, or that kid that from Jurassic World, if you guys remember that movie. Yeah, it's the same little boy. So who knows what his future will be in these movies, but, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll see him suit up or something. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. When that man was sitting there with the hologram and he told his daughter, "I love you, I love you 3,000. That's part that really got me choked up. Probably because I got a daughter and I was just thinking about being in that spot. And then when Happy asked her, "What does she want to eat?" and she said hamburgers, that hit hard too, man. It was, dang, that whole scene was just emotional, man. Nice emotional draw, for real. All right. Now, the end. We see Cap go back. He puts all the stones back. And then he comes back and it's like, bruh, you on the damn bench. You know what I mean? Old as hell. So, a lot of people, you know, they were just like, well, you know, how was that? I look at it like this, all right? If you remember at the end, Hulk clarifies the whole time skip thing, since Tony was able to perfect it. You could be in as long as you wanted, but no matter what, in the present, it would only be, you know, however much time you initially put in. Like, he put 5 seconds. It'll be whatever. Cap was gone for 70 years. But he was on the bench, right? So it makes you really wonder, how did Cap get on the bench? I'm thinking Cap lived all the way to that moment, chilling, and then he just popped up on the bench right on time. Now, that's just, you know, hey, that's just me saying that's some movie magic. Who knows? We'll never really know, right? And then, of course, you got to appreciate the fact that Falcon got the mantle, Captain America. And yeah, there was a lot of y'all in there real quiet when that happened. I ain't see y'all congratulate them, but we happy about it. We got a black Captain America. Y'all should be proud. All my black people stand up. Don't worry about it. They gonna love us one day. They already take all our other shit. Anyway. So, that was Endgame. I'm not going to be on it too long, man. I mean, it's a movie. It's kind of hard to just talk about this for an hour. You know what I mean? Unless I had another person on here. But I wanted to give you guys, you know, something happy. You know, my last episode was real personal. So, Yeah, man, Endgame. Let me know what you think, all that good stuff. And just, hey, don't forget, man, this is the end. This was a great conclusion. I honestly felt, I felt completion at the end of the movie. Like, if we don't get another superhero movie for a while, I'm good, you know? I'm looking forward to Spider-Man now that we know, you know, it's going to dive into the multiverse and we're going to start seeing some other stuff. You know, we still have the greatest stories ahead of us. Spider-Man is going to be the face of Marvel, which, I mean, that's real life. Spider-Man is the face of Marvel. But then you got to remember, we got Fantastic Four now. We got X-Men with the multiverse. That's how you can introduce everybody. Because with the multiverse, hey, X-Men were here. Fantastic Four was here. All that good stuff, man. So you got to remember, bro, we're getting A-listers after this. They just finished the greatest cinematic saga ever. And yeah, I mean ever. This is 22 movies all stacked up in order. There's no other saga that can even try to compete. And they did it with a B team. The Avengers are a B team, just in case y'all didn't know or forgot. Let's not forget, nobody cared about the Avengers before the MCU. So shout out to Marvel, man. From bankruptcy to literally kingpinning the whole game. All right, now, what I did not like about the movie was Black Widow's death. I already told you why, just not connected to the character. At first, I didn't like Thor's depression, but then after a while, I was like, nah, it's kind of fire. So, you know, I had wrote down I ain't like Thor's depression, but I actually did. Fat Thor was funny, you know what I'm saying? He gave us a different side of the character, you know what I mean? And then him going to be the Asgardian of the galaxy. Like, that was dope. Him and Peter going back and forth. Fire. And then, super movie magic, super plot hole, Ant-Man was saved by a rat. Like, what are the chances that a rat goes on the machine, activates it, and then Ant-Man comes out, man? That was, like, the biggest plot hole. Like, it's not even a plot hole. It's just the biggest, this just works. This is what we're going to do. You know what I mean? Like, but other than that, man, Endgame is fire. You know what I'm saying? I saw it 3 times. You guys go out there and you see that movie. I told y'all we was going to hit major, major numbers. All right. And so far, second place. Second place. Avengers, as of this recording, Avengers only needs $300 million and they will be the number one movie of all time. Smacking Avatar out the park. All right. And it's only been 2 weeks. Avengers, man, we gonna do it. We gonna do it. Period.
Period.
All right, so let's go ahead and wrap it up. You know, social media plugs are as follows. I am still on hiatus. However, my messenger on Facebook still works. The IG is radical_jack_film and fitness. Facebook.com/radicaljackmovies. Twitter_radicaljack, and for the official podcast website, you already know it's anchor.fm/Xavian-Jackson. And of course, you can hear me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and any major streaming podcast service at Radical Jack's Views. All right, Big Body Podcast, giving y'all this work. You know what it is, man. Intro, ending music, coming from my man Kevin Smith, aka Young Smitty. Check that man out on SoundCloud. Young-Smitty, of course, doing it for the culture, doing it for our veterans, man. Shout out Marcus Dover, doing it with BTC Apparel. All right, you need some shoes. Shout out Chris Drone, he's getting them, get them kicks. And then, of course, Etaj Allen, training these kids to be fantastic athletes at Easy Braun, man. All right, this podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views. You, my listeners, are welcome. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it, man. Y'all at me. Smitty on the track.